anyone who chooses to receive the mark of identification indicating trust in the counterfeit Christ, his false miracle-working prophet, and his creator-defying and denying system of salvation will not have their names written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. By far, the majority, both Jew and Gentile, will display their trust in a false Christ representing Satan's kingdom. Yeshua specifically warned his Jewish brethren, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. But if another comes in his own name, that is the counterfeit Christ or self-anointed one, him you will receive. If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. And they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. Now, fortunately, friends, you and I have advance warning. We have an opportunity to prepare the way of the Lord in our lives, in the lives of our children, our grandchildren, our congregations. And don't you think, looking at what is happening rapidly before us, don't you think it's time for us to take it seriously, to prepare the way of the Lord, stop playing religious games, and get serious with building genuine and true trust in the Lord and restoring the fear of the Lord in our lives? That's my viewpoint. And I'm doing everything that I personally can in the spheres of my influence. I hope you'll do the same. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of the book, Seduction of the Saints, Staying Pure in a World of Deception. You've never read anything like it. Your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Remember, the just shall live by faith, not by fear.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And hi, Bob, how are we doing?
Well, pretty good.
All right. Well, we're certainly living in exciting times, aren't we?
We sure are. There's an event a minute nowadays.
Well, I think for our listeners, they have to understand what's really going on over in Greece. They have raised the retirement rate from age from 50 to 70. Just that's it. I mean, you thought you were going to retire next month at 50. Now you're going to have to be 70 to retire. People are furious. They've cut the salaries, and actually about to, at least a third of the people there work for the government, and they've slashed their salaries. And people complain, and they say, sorry, there's nothing we can do about it. We have to slash this. The only way we can borrow the money so we can pay off the bankers. And a lot of people over there saying, we don't care about paying off the bankers. They're the ones who got us into this mess. And, of course, raising the retirement age 20 years would be like here in the United States, raising retirement, say, from oh, from 65 to 80. Well, you thought you're going to retire at 65. You're going to have to be 80 now, or 85, 20 years. People would be a little furious. And why would they just do it so quickly? Why wouldn't they take at least a few months before they made these dramatic moves, which have done nothing but antagonize the public, Bob?
Well, that's right, but Greece got themselves probably more because of their politicians than anything else. But they get themselves in a terrible financial fix. And it wasn't all their fault. Yes, the politicians are crooks, but you had this European Union, and everybody had the same interest rate. And each economy, each state, they are at a different stage of development. And so you can't have one interest rate that fits all. So about 12 years ago, I wrote about it, and I said the situation is doomed to failure. And for that reason alone. Plus, they didn't have any political constitution, and the cohesiveness was never there. They expected people would voluntarily move from one country to another in order to get better working conditions and so on. And never happened. And I think the main reason it didn't happen was that there's a tremendous cultural divide between each country, but even as much within each country. And if you'd lived in Europe for many years like I did and spoke their languages, then you'd understand why everybody is different. And so it was doomed from the very beginning. And any attempt at creating a world government is doomed. These people just don't know it yet.
But because that is the major driving force behind American foreign policy. That's why we're intentionally transferring our jobs overseas. That's why we're sending our factories overseas. We want to have a one world government, raise living standards elsewhere, lower them here, impoverish the American people. We'll all be equal. Well, Bob, at Sydney, they have these wonderful globalist dreams, but it's sure making a mess out of things that the average individual really finds it difficult to believe that they have intentionally.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In the Brady case some years ago, Sheriff Mack said, "The purpose of our Constitution is to keep us from our own best intentions, to protect us from our own best intentions. What's wrong with Social Security? What's wrong with helping elderly people? Nothing wrong with helping elderly people. But when the federal government does it, eventually the Ponzi scheme runs out of money. And then what do? You've got all these people dependent upon government. You've destroyed the value of their savings. You are certainly the only way you can possibly balance the budget is to inflate the currency and certainly impoverish anybody. And that's just what they're in the process of doing. They know that Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. There isn't any Social Security trust fund. It's all been spent. And, of course, when they suddenly go, they have those government bonds there, and they cash them in, and they take them to the Treasury Department. Then the government, federal government, Treasury has to go out and borrow the money on international markets to fund the bonds that have been turned in, the trust fund, same thing with the Social Security system. They're both certainly bankrupt. The FDIC is bankrupt. They're the one who are backing our banks, but the FDIC is bankrupt. And so what are they doing? Well, they need money. They go to the Treasury, and the Treasury says, we'll just go out and borrow the monies so we can, fund the people who lost their deposits when the banks went down. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac are bankrupt. Many of the pension funds are way overdrawn. There's no money in them there. At least they don't have adequate money for the future. And they're going to go down. Right now, I think, Bob, didn't you say that the federal government is actually stealing money from the federal pension fund? Federal pension funds to survive? What's going on there?
Well, it is admitted by the administration that in order to fund government until August the 2nd, and this is their due date, then in order to do that, they are taking out the money that they would have put into the pension fund. So it's the external revenue and flow of funds that is supposed to go in for management within the pension. And that's what they're using. My figures show me that they should, by August 2nd, have expended somewhere between $250 and $300 billion, and if the short-term debt is expanded from 14.3 to $16.7 trillion, the question arises: how are they going to pay back the money that we'll say they borrowed? And it's a good question, and I don't know how they're going to do that. What they'll probably do, I would think, is create bonds in that amount and sell them to the Federal Reserve, which would create more inflation and make everything just fine. Now, if they don't have legislation passed, that is totally different. and the government would have to continue to withdraw funds from this pension fund, and they might put a number on the bill that's sitting in the House right now, and has been for over 2 years, and I might say, we think that what we should do here is have legislation which would allow us to commandeer the retirement 401ks, IRAs of the American people, $6 trillion, so that we can continue to fund our profligate ways. And so without the extension of debt, at least immediately, the other side of the equation, what we're looking at is a government-guaranteed annuity being issued as they confiscated the contents of these retirement plans. That is a possibility. And, of course, they've been talking about this since 1994 when the Rockefeller Foundation funded this movement, which was picked up by the New School in New York, which is a long-time communist front. And they're the ones who have brought it forward in behalf of what is supposed to be capitalists, who are, in fact, nothing more nor less than a bunch of crooks.
Well, it's unfortunate, but most people don't understand that the America we've known is gone. It will never return unless, of course, the American people get involved, unless, of course, we take America back, unless we reimpose tariffs and the other fees for bringing goods into America. We don't need the rest of the world. People say, oh, if you are a protectionist, you know, why we'll have high unemployment. We will have, you know, trade deficits. We need free trade so we won't have trade deficits and high unemployment. Ladies and gentlemen, look around you. We have high unemployment. We have massive trade deficits. And it's not going to be cured by continuing the trade policies. Free trade was never designed to work. It was designed to deceive the American people so they would go along with the policies of our leaders who are dedicated to a world government and are betraying the American people. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I'll never forget when Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes interviewing somebody on free trade, and he wanted to put on tariffs. She looked at him horrified, and she said, "You are a protectionist." And the poor guy, not knowing how to deal with it, he didn't know how to deal with that. Well, of course, you want to say, of course, I am a protectionist. I want to protect America and American jobs. Leslie, why do you want to destroy, and why do you and CBS and all of the people in the media want to destroy America? That's what it's really all about. Put very simply, the whole CBS complex and ABC and NBC and Disney and Bertelsmann and the six major corporations that control the media, all part of the Council on Foreign Relations, dedicated to globalism, a subversive organization intent upon destroying the sovereignty of our nation. That's what it's really about, and not one person in a 10,000 understands. The Council on Foreign Relations is a subversive organization, as is the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission, and they are involved in subversive activities which are illegal, but none dare, no one has the courage to say it. Well, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So what is going to happen as far as Greece is concerned? Will Greece default? If Greece defaults, will it drag down the economy of Europe and the United States? What's your best take on it, Bob?
Well, I think that they'll definitely default. In fact, they already have. And I think that the only thing that could stop it is some kind of what one would call a sweetheart deal. And the reason I call it that is that they have done everything that they can to move the Greeks out of their country and take over everything. And, you know, that didn't happen yet. And I don't think that it will. I think what's going to happen is that they might offer them a deal where they don't have to give up a great deal, perhaps properties worth $50 billion or something like that. And I think what will happen is that they would have to agree to no further collateralization. They would have to give them longer terms to pay, and they would have to give them lesser interest rates. And if they did that, they could cut this thing off at the pass. That is in the bank's best interest. Because look at it the other way. If they do not make a deal, so to speak, then the major banks in Europe are faced with insolvency, as are the countries that are presently healthy. Now, how long will that take? Probably a month or two. It's not going to take very long, a max of 6 months, because they have all these bonds outstanding, this paper, so to speak, outstanding, and they're stuck with it. How much are we talking about? Probably about, just with Greece alone, about $400 billion. Supposing the other five sickly nations follow. What are we talking about? We're talking about $4 to $6 trillion. That would bankrupt every bank in Europe and every government in Europe.
And I think the people have to understand why. It's because the banks are over leveraged. Instead of, you know, lending $1 that they have, they leverage themselves 50, 60 to 1, and so they're lending all this money they don't have. And if suddenly the loans go bad, then the banks can't function. Go right ahead, Bob.
Another thing that's happened as well is that the United States government, via the Federal Reserve, is...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Massive spending programs with the idea that if you throw money at the problem, it's going to get better. But it's not getting any better. And basically, as Bob points out, they're going to have a quantitative easing three. We've already had $3.5 trillion, probably another couple of trillion dollars. What's going to happen? They are going, of course, to destroy the value of our currency through inflation. Oh, I'm not talking about, of inflation like they had in the Weimar Republic. I'm talking about wiping out half or two-thirds of the value of our currency, and certainly everything you've worked for your whole life, two-thirds of it will be gone. This is an invisible tax. It's the cruelest one of all because people really don't understand what's going on. They do understand. They are intentionally destroying the value of your savings through inflation. Now, you get your Social Security. I mean, they're not going to say you're not going to get Social Security. You get your check. It just won't buy much of anything. You get your Medicare, but the doctors won't be taking Medicare because they can't afford to work with Medicare. And so, basically, of course, they're going to have to actually have some sort of a voucher system. That's always been the plan. That was the plan back in the 1980s. I was told that at that time. But they can't tell the American people what's going on. This is what they're doing in Europe. And right now, of course, they're doing away with the ethanol subsidies. They're cutting back on the farm subsidies. The plan is to move America and certainly Europe into austerity, lower the living standards in America and Europe so they can raise the living standards throughout the rest of the world, in India and in Africa and China. The average individual doesn't understand this is all planned by the globalists. They want to raise living standards elsewhere, but they cannot tell the American people that this is a subversive movement, that the people involved in this are the people that Barry Goldwater described in his book with no apologies, and their goal was to seize control of the financial and commercial interests of the whole world by first seizing control of the government of the United States. You'll find that on page 280 of Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. We carry secondhand copies of the book. You need to get it and start reading on page 280 to the end of the chapter. He tells you everything going on, including the fact that they're going to even change the spirituality of our nation, because he didn't understand the spiritual forces behind this. But he did understand the conspiratorial forces and the subversive element of what was going on. Well, let's go to Jeff, who's calling us from Spokane. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But if you haven't read With No Apologies by Barry Goldwater, you need to get it. Available through Radio Liberty, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Read from page 280 to the end of the chapter, and weep for America. Jeff, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. Good to hear you again, Dr. Stan and Bob. The question is two-part. It's about Greece. Papandreou, isn't he kind of stuck between a rock and a hard spot with promising all of these things to his population while also promising things to the bank? And now the bank wants their money. Could he be potentially sent on like a one-way trip to Dallas kind of thing like they did with JFK? And then the second part of the question is, we owe China $800 or $900 billion and going up $5 billion a day. At some point, are they going to come over here and say, hey, we'd like to have the Grand Canyon, or we'd like to have, you know, San Francisco? Or do you know what I mean? I mean, is there a correlation there, Bob, between those two?
Well, first of all, go right ahead, Bob.
Well, Andres Papandreou, who is the father of George, the current PM, was prime minister of Greece during the 1980s. Both of them are communists. Both of them are Bilderbergers. And both of them are members of the Illuminati. Now, that shows you exactly where these people are coming from. Papandreou made an agreement prior to his election, and that agreement was that they would collateralize everything that Greece has. In other words, they wanted to totally asset strip the country, and Papandreou says, I'll deliver it for you, because he's one of them. So in order for him to get killed, he would have to do something heinous to them.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back.
While a storm cloud gathers, far across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
It'll take them 3 or 4 days to get there. And they're calling themselves the 300 Spartans and naming themselves after this band of 300 Spartans who took on the entire, I think it was the armies of Darius, a Persian army. Basically, they stood, 300 of them, against 50,000. But they delayed, of course, their advance to give the rest of the army a chance to mobilize. They died to the last man. And, of course, this group that is marching on Athens has named themselves after that group of Spartans. Is that right? You pick up the story there, Bob.
Well, that was the work of that 300 in Leonidas. And it's a classic. And these are patriotic Greeks. They know the story, and they're marching on Athens, and they want to clear the House and the Senate, and they want to get rid of the government that's there, and I think it may be the spark that brings the whole thing down, and they're deliberately walking this two-day march, so to speak, I guess to show solidarity. But the people in Athens are waiting for them. And tomorrow, which is almost today in Greece, what's happening is that the PM, Papandreou, is trying to get a vote of confidence, and he's not going to get it. He can't deliver the House of Representatives. He not only has 20 members less than the other party, but he's got a lot of defections as well. And so if you put it all together, it's an effort to continue to avoid the inevitable. And while this is going on, the great government's running out of money again. And what they'll have to do is probably print the euros, which they have the ability to do. And I think that that probably is what's going to happen. And the government will go upside down. The banks and the other nations will not be paid back. And the whole House of Cards is going to come tumbling down. And it would very negatively affect the United Kingdom and the United States. Interestingly enough, the banks in America insured about $120 to $130 billion worth of the debt by selling credit default swaps, a form of insurance, on the bonds. And they're going to lose, if the Greeks default, that money, $130 billion. And that's probably about 40%. Of what's owed. And so I think what we see here is the whole thing coming unglued, and it's going to affect negatively the balance sheets of the big banks in New York City. So, it's not good. It's going to be bad. The next 6 months are going to be terrible. After the 1st of July, they're going to have to deal with the municipal and state financial conditions. They may be bankrupt. We don't know. Some of them are. States cannot declare bankruptcy, but municipalities can. And so what I expect is more bad news, and the Fed will have to have a QE3 to continue to keep the company, the country running. Because if they don't buy the U.S. Treasury paper, what's going to happen is the country is just going to come unglued financially. But so there's tremendous ramifications here. And I have an email I got from an attorney, and he's sent me some wonderful information over the years. And a friend of his is a banker, and they're taking their orders from people from Europe, and he can't figure out who they are and what they are and why they're there, but they're there. He's a bank officer. And so this thing goes a lot further than what people think. And there has to be hundreds of banks, particularly large ones, that are totally insolvent. And that's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. And the whole system is going to come down. And that's why I continue to tell people, dehydrated and freeze-dried foods, water filters, prepare to defend your family, any extra money, gold and silver coins, bars, and shares. And that's it. That's the whole package. You can't deviate from it because it's the only safe place you can be.
Okay, Jeff, anything else you wanted to ask?
Well, just very quickly, I hate to keep you tied up, but Bob, I'm going to be in France and Italy in the middle of July through the towards the end of August. And if all this thing goes down, what kind of a backup plan should I have in my pocket just in case?
Well, I think what you might do, because they may not take dollars or dollar-denominated credit cards, and so what you might do prior to leaving, purchase some euros, and both in France and in Italy, they, over the centuries, have issued one-fifth, approximately, ounce gold coins. The French Napoleons, and there's another French coin the same size. They all made them the same size in Europe over the centuries. And in Italy, they have an Italian lira gold coin, same ounces. So you might get some of those prior to leaving. They run around, I would say, $335 or $40 each. And you might carry 10 of each when you're in the country. And if you come back and you still have the coin, that's okay. You can maybe use them in the future. And yeah, what you have to do is see what happens, but you can be prepared by doing that.
Okay,
right. I was wondering, can I get this from Melody?
Yes.
Sure you can.
Absolutely.
Okay, fine. Okay. We're going to have to let you go. Let's go to David's
Thanks.
Calling
Thank
from...
You.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Dave calling from Costa Mesa. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But remember, our banking system is thoroughly intertwined with the European banking system. We've written the insurance policy. They call them credit swaps or derivative contracts. A lot of this debt, and that debt goes down, why, of course, some of our major banks could go down. Dave in Costa Mesa, do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, I have a question really for both of you. I listened to Bob this afternoon at 4 o'clock, And I heard somebody ask a question about the Alex Jones, Ted Anderson interview that he had today. So I listened to the entire interview, and Ted Anderson and Alex Jones both said on July 15th, it'll be illegal to buy or sell gold and silver over the counter. And I know a lot of us have bought gold and silver from Melody and from Ted and from Ron and from other people that are on your program. And I know Ted has been on your program, and he's been on Alex's with Bob Chapman. So if that's true, what they said, and what Bob dismissed it today, I think it's time to put both of them on the air so they can get their stories in line with one another.
Let's give Bob a chance to deal with that, because there may be a lot of people who do not know about this, apparently, on the Alex Jones program today. They made the statement that as of sometime in July, it's going to be illegal to buy over-the-counter gold and silver. Bob, what's that all about?
I have no notification whatsoever that in fact is true. I know that what they said in the part of the bill, Dodd-Frank bill, was that in the Forex market, they did not want Americans or American corporations trying are continuing to short the dollar and go long gold and silver. Now, they can't do that anymore after July 15th. Absolutely nothing else was said that I know about regarding the sale of gold and silver, anything. Bullion, coins, shares, I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, they were talking about coin dealers that it would be illegal to sell them after July 15th. So,
I really don't believe it, Dave. I could be wrong, no. But we just have to wait and see. But I really believe it's all part of a hysteria to frighten people to death.
So you think Ted and Alex were bringing hysteria today?
I believe that if this is the interpretation that you're getting from it. I believe, of course, we'll have to wait and see and check into it. But I believe, of course, it's being misinterpreted. I do not believe it's true. Let's wait and find out, okay?
Well, you can't. I'm not going to wait till the 15th to find out.
All right, fine. Thank you so much for calling. And certainly,
I think a
lot of efforts to get us all scared to death. But have you read anything at all about this, Bob? You have certainly one of the best overviews of what's going on. Do you think that maybe that they were taking part of the Dodd bill and misinterpreting this section?
Well, I don't know what they were doing. And I talked to Ted today on another matter. He's not in town. He's out of town. And he didn't say a word to me about it. And it would have been after he had been on the program. So I just don't know. And I don't know where they're getting their information from. I have no information of that sort whatsoever. It doesn't say anything whatsoever in that bill regarding gold and silver, coins, bullion, or shares. Nothing. And it's totally misinterpreted.
Okay, I really think that's the way it is. So let's lay people's apprehension. Remember, somebody can put information out or misinterpret what they hear on, and I'm sure Alex and Ted did not intend to mislead people and to panic them. But I think we've had three or four of our callers who've come up and insisted that, after the middle of July, of course, you're not going to be able to buy or sell silver coins. Well, let's just wait and see. But ladies and gentlemen, always check and double check and triple check to be absolutely certain. Because remember, the enemy will use talk radio to get false information out. And they will misinterpret what good people say and twist it. So we'll find out very, very soon if I'm right. Anyway, our telephone again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Anything else you want to say, Dave, before we let you go?
No, I'm just, I didn't interpret that. I wrote it down. I was going to play it back to you, but I didn't. But
I'd love
to hear from Ted and Bob both on your program within the next week if they could have that opportunity so they could get this all straightened out. Because Ted did definitely say that as of July 15th. But then what was interesting to me is he kept selling his three silver coins with, you know, with Alex tape, so...
So that is, you have to ask yourself why he'd be doing that.
Why he would do that. I don't understand that one, but I did understand what he said, and it was very clear and straightforward.
All right.
In a number of different ways. Anybody can go on that program right now and listen to the archives or today's program, and they'll hear just exactly what I said, too.
Okay, fine. Well, I appreciate so much your calling, David. I tell
Thank
the
you,
triple
Dr.
numbers, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question, you have a comment, Sydney. But we're moving into very, very difficult financial times. But there is no way that they can outlaw the sale of gold and silver legally, because, of course, that is the foundation of our monetary system according to our Constitution. And basically, of course, they've done away with that. But what they've done is illegal. It is illegal, it is criminal, it is subversive. And remember, the purpose of the Constitution is to keep us from the disastrous effects of our own best intentions. Everything is done, oh my goodness, isn't it wonderful now? You know, we're going to be able to have ethanol, and we're going to be able to have cheap gasoline and more efficient gasoline, and we won't be dependent upon foreign countries. What do? They begin subsidizing the use of ethanol, which, of course, is terrible for your engine, and it takes far more energy to make a gallon of ethanol than it does than the energy you get from a gallon of ethanol. And not only that, every gallon of ethanol has to be subsidized, and then, of course, it runs up the price of corn. There's a law of unintended consequences, and, of course, there's no problem facing America today that a new government program won't make worse. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I think it was the House of the Senate, I don't know which, that has done away with the ethanol subsidies. And that was yesterday.
And after all the effort they put into it and all the money we put out, they said, oh, shucks, we made a mistake. And not only that, they're starting to do away with a lot of the farm subsidies. And, of course, this is going to bankrupt a lot of our farmers. The cost of farmland has just skyrocketed because they... cost of the farm products has gone up. But, of course, so much of this is based upon government subsidies. What happens, of course, when the government stops subsidizing all these crops? Well, the price is going to fall, and the farmers are going to be sitting there with farmland that they are unable to pay for because the farm subsidies are gone. And suddenly the same thing that happened, of course, with the cars. The government is subsidizing the Volt electric car today because it's such a terrible car. They cost $41,000 for a four-place car that, yeah, I think it'll go 35 miles before you have to turn the gasoline engine on. And it's totally ridiculous. I mean, it would never sell in the free market, so they have to subsidize it so that they can convince people that government can produce cars. After all, General Motors controlled by Obama's czar, his car czar. And basically, what they're doing is going to destroy the automotive industry. In fact, they gave them $60 billion so they could open new factories. General Motors could open factories, and they did. But the factories were in China and another in Mexico. We'll be right back. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I think it's unfortunate that...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Coming down. And I don't know who started this rumor about the, you're not going to be able to buy gold and silver after mid-July. I'm just looking at the internet now. Nothing up on the internet. The internet doesn't know about it. It's only certain people who've been calling our program insisting that this is what was said today. All I can do is suggest you go up and listen to the program, Alex's program. I think Alex does a wonderful job. I'm surprised if this was really said, because I think that it isn't accurate and somebody's been feeding them false information. If this is what was really said, I do not know what was said. Bob Chapman, how can people get your newsletter?
They can go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's theinternationalforecaster.com. They can also email me at Bob, B-O-B, at INTFORECASTER.com. That's Bob at INTFORECASTER.com. They can get a hard copy. They can get a digital copy. They can ask questions and we'll answer them. And if you want our latest gold and silver share recommendations, we'll give you those as well. And if you want to call us, because you're not on the internet, you can call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Well, God bless you. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll find out what the basis of this rumor is. But I would suspect it is a perhaps misinterpretation of what was said. God bless. Thanks so much, Bob.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and there is a conscious effort, an organized, coordinated effort to misuse and put out false information on talk radio. We had calls this afternoon on this subject. Oh, middle of July, you're not going to be able to buy gold and silver anymore. And the same this evening. And, oh, you can just go up and listen to it. Well, go up and listen to the program and see what was really said. Would people get on to talk radio to give you false information? Absolutely. The media in America is controlled. In fact, they just put out something like $300 million, I think it was, to buy the Huffington Post, an internet site. Why would they do that? So they can use that internet site to program your mind in Sydney. They will try to do everything they can to get faulty information out, and you have to become, you know, wise as an owl, because gentle as a dove as well. Anyway, we'll try to get the information and try to clarify issues. We're not always right, but certainly Bob Chapman's right a lot more times than anybody else I know. And our telephone number, of course, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to help us get the information about what's going on in the world today. And if you'd like to get it, again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talks on the forbidden secret, on the dark secret. You need to get the four tape sets on The Return of the Giants. That's four CD sets. You need to get the four CD sets, there's two of them, part one, part two, on the Illuminati. You need to get the four tape CD sets on the treatment for chronic fatigue syndrome. We have information that you will not get anyplace else. On the secret government, interview with Professor Quigley, who wrote Tragedy and Hope, who is Bill Clinton's mentor. All the information is there. You can get it from Radio Liberty. And you go to our website and listen to our program as a Sydney. Watch our DVDs, read our newsletters, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion. That'll determine what the future will bring, and I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views for the next hour. They're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams. And let me clarify what this whole situation is that supposedly Ted Anderson and Alex Green said, oh my goodness, you're not going to be able to trade gold or silver. What's the date? It's June 19th. Well, gee, that's already passed. Today's June the 20th, so that was yesterday. What does the article really say? It says that the banks aren't going to be able to sell silver and gold that they don't own. For years, of course, they've been selling gold and silver they don't own to drive the price down artificially, and they're not going to be allowed to do that in the future. That is a lot different than saying you can't buy gold and silver, isn't it? But that's exactly what the article says. I just pulled it down off the internet. So all these people panicking and coming on here, I'm sure that they're well-meaning. Oh, my goodness, you can go up and listen to what Ted Anderson and Alex Jones said. What they were talking about is the naked shorting by the major banks. That's what it's all about. So quit worrying, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out, and Chris, you'll find out that sometimes people get hysterical and come on talk radio, and maybe they mean very well. But you should not come on to talk radio and come up with information when you haven't checked it out. And neither our callers this afternoon or this evening had checked out what it was really about. It's really about naked shorting by the major banks. Anyway, of course, right now with us is Lindsay Williams. Of course, Lindsay's a good friend. And we've been with Lindsay ever since this whole thing started back in 2008. I think it was about June of 2008, when he talked to a gentleman named Mr. Ken Fromm, who was a high official of ARCO and very close to the centers of power. And Ken Fromm told Lindsay that the price of oil was going to drop at that time. And, of course, we were expecting it was going to keep going right up $200 a barrel. It was over $140 a barrel at that time. And Ken Fromm said, no, Lindsay, price of oil is going to drop. And he told Lindsay a lot of other things, and almost all of them came to pass. And so, of course, Lindsay developed a close working relationship with Mr. Fromm, which persisted until the end of October of last year. That was 2010, when Mr. Fromm was facing death. He had cancer, severe cancer. But of course, at that time, Mr. Fromm told Lindsay that within 4 to 6 months there would be a major conflict in the Middle East. And Lindsay said, oh, you mean a war with Iran? And Mr. Fromm said, no, not a war with Iran. It may be one coming, but it's not now, Lindsay. Not now. Be a major conflict, and the price of oil is going to go up in 4 to 6 months. $150, $200 a barrel. Well, it got up to $110. Backed off a little bit since then. Had a devastating impact on our economy. But, of course, the major conflict is there. We see, of course, American warships moving towards Syria. We see the revolt in Syria, 1,000 people dead. We see violence in Bahrain, in Jordan. We've seen the revolutions in both Egypt and in Tunisia. The whole of the Middle East and the Near East is going up in flames, just exactly as Ken Fromm had anticipated. And Lindsay had told me, and then we put this out on our program, or Lindsay had put it out on our program beginning the 1st of November last year, and nobody in this country was talking about the coming revolutions all throughout the Near East and the Middle East, except, of course, Lindsay Williams and the radio stations appeared on. Lindsay, you pick up the story because you've got some great new information, don't you?
Dr. Stan, this morning, after I talked with you on the telephone, I had, and you invited me to be on your show tonight, I had one of the most startling phone calls I think I've ever had in my life. You just mentioned Mr. Ken Fromm. And yes, he passed away a few months ago. There is a second Mr. X of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. He's in his 70s. He's still alive. After Ken Fromm passed away, he volunteered to tell me things as they would happen in the world. After I talked with you on the phone this morning, I had a lengthy conversation, well over an hour, with the Mr. X, whom you know who he is, and we cannot mention his name because he is retired. He's still alive, and out of courtesy to him, we cannot give it. But this morning, Dr. Stan, I had one of the most startling conversations I've ever had in my life. This is the first program this has ever been given on. I have not had a radio show all day. Yours is the first show that I'm appearing on with this information. And I hope everyone out there has a pencil and paper, because you're going to hear some things tonight that you will want to hear, and some things you will not want to hear. I'm going to tell it to you exactly as the elite are doing it. I'm not going to pull any punches. First of all, I would like to give you what you want to hear, because that's encouraging to all of us. First of all, Dr. Stan, I want to say congratulations to you. You have succeeded. Mr. X told me this morning, he said, Lindsay, the American people are waking up and revolting too fast. He said there's more information getting out there all the time, and he said as a result, we are limiting folks. I'm sure you're going to want to hear this.
Hold that. All this thought. We'll be right back as we bring all of our stations on board, Lindsay. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris, I called Lindsay this morning. He just got back from a sojourn. Well, we won't go into what he was doing, but Lindsay had been away for a while, and we got to him as soon as he got back. And I asked him to come on. Apparently, after he talked with me, he got a call from a good friend of Ken Fromm. Now, I know this man. I personally talked to him myself. He worked on the Alaska pipeline along with Ken Fromm. He was a key man in the oil industry. He's retired now. Well, we can't put out his name because, of course, when you are close to the centers of power, you're not supposed to talk to the common people. The last thing they want is for the American people to know what's really going on. But what did Mr. X, what did Mr. Y tell you today?
Well, Dr. Stan, I've been out of the country for a number of weeks outside the United States of America. When I got back, I was in touch with this gentleman last week, and he said, give me a call on Monday and I'll give you a briefing. You called me early this morning and invited me to be on your show tonight. And after I talked with you, I was given one of the most startling briefings I think I've ever been given in my life. Now, this man's in his 70s. He's somewhat like Mr. Fromm in that he really doesn't care too much, but he knows everything that's going on. He knows what's happening behind closed doors. And the first thing that I'd like to give tonight is what you want to hear. There are some encouraging items. And so let me say, first of all, Dr. Stan, congratulations to you as a radio talk show host. You and others like you in talk radio and the conservative field, you have succeeded in doing one thing. This gentleman said to me, he said, Chaplain, too many Americans are waking up and revolting. And he said, as a result, here is what we are having to do. Now, folks, you're going to like this. Dr. Stan, you're going to love it, especially being in California where fuel prices are so high. He said, Chaplain, we are going to have to limit the price at the gas pump to $5 a gallon for the future. And he did not say how far into the future. I know how far into the future. As of the time that we finally see Saudi Arabia's royal family fall. I don't know how long that's going to be. He didn't tell me. So why have they decided to do this? Because you, Dr. Stan, and many just like you, have been out here telling the facts, have awakened so many Americans, and have caused such a, and I'm going to use the word because this is exactly what it is, you have caused somewhat of a revolution in the thinking of people. No, we do not have a physical revolution in America. The thinking of the Americans are waking up to the point that the elite are scared to death. And as a result, you will not see any more than $5 a gallon at the gas pump for the foreseeable future. Now, about 2.5 years ago, you'll remember that I was told by Mr. Braun before he died that the price of gasoline was going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. And I came on your show, Dr. Stan, it's in your archives, and I told you within about 3 to 4 months, it's going to go to $50 a barrel. Actually, went to $43 a barrel. Well, I'm doing something very similar to that tonight. I'm telling you that the elite have been forced to back off to a certain extent because they see too many Americans waking up and revolting in their way they're thinking, and as a result, enjoy the $5 a gallon because you will see it. It's the maximum that they're going to charge at the gas pump for a period of time. Next item. My dreams have finally come true. Dr. Stan, this is wonderful. I'm 75 years of age, and of course I still do as much as I did when I was in my 40s and 50s, and I feel that way. But I had hoped all of my days, since 35 years ago, I had hoped that I would finally see Gull Island vindicated. Well, Dr. Stan, it is. And this is another good news I'd like to tell you tonight. My dreams have finally come true. And let me say, first of all, though, before I do, the Energy Non-Crisis, my book, has been out of print for about 1.5 to 2 years. And in it is a chapter entitled, If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will. And it was actually written by Mr. Ken Fromm before he died because of what Atlantic Richfield had done to him. And then, of course, they put him back up and put him at the very top. And if you would like to get a copy of my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and also a copy of my book, To Seduce a Nation, and I beg of you to get them because they've been out of print for nearly 2 years, all you need to do is go to Amazon Kindle, AmazonKindle, on your web. You can't get them from me. You can only get them from Amazon Kindle. You can get them for less than $9. We are keeping the price at practically nothing so that you can get them. Type in the name of the book, The Energy Non-Crisis, To Seduce a Nation, and you can have it. Now, in that book is the chapter, Gull Island Will Blow Your Mind, and If Gull Island Will Blow Your Mind, This Will. The elite are getting ready. Folks, please, I'm so excited over this, I'm almost beside myself. This was told to me this morning by this gentleman, Dr. Stan, when I talked with him. The elite are getting ready for the day the revolution in the Middle East cuts off oil supply. Now, let me try to explain how important this is. The Congress of the United States of America voted. Now you go and look this up in the congressional record for yourself. It never hit the headlines, to my knowledge. But, and of course, this, again, these things are given to me by the elite, because they know exactly what they're doing, and their timetable is right on time. They still have the same timetable that I was given by Mr. Fromm before he died, the end of 2012. But the Congress of the United States...
Wait a minute, what's going to happen by the end of 2012?
By the end of 2012, you're going to see the elite bring in the New World Order, and okay, you're going to see the dollar become dead.
All right, fine. That probably means it will no longer be the reserve currency of the world. Would that be a fair statement?
The petrodollar, and this is the way that this gentleman put it to me this morning. He's using the words petrodollar, and he said that the petrodollar is going to cease to be used for the sale and trade of crude oil, and as a result, the American dollar is going to collapse. So let's get down now, if we can, to what Congress did. On May the 12th of 2011, the House of Representatives voted, and they voted to 243 to 179. And what did they do? They voted to open the nation's oceans of oil and gas exploration. Here's what they opened up. This is so exciting to me. And then he told me this morning what it was. They've opened up the Arctic Ocean. This is Gull Island. This is the chapter in my book that I've been waiting 35 years for people to prove that it's there. And so many people have doubted what I've said. You won't have to doubt any longer. You're going to see this in headlines. The Arctic Ocean, And in this bill, they opened Alaska's Bristol Bay and opened up much of the north slope of Alaska to well drilling and exploration. And here is what the gentleman told me this morning. The biggest oil rig ever built on the face of the earth just within the past few weeks has been moved to Prudhoe Bay on Alaska's north slope. And folks, get this out for yourself. You're going to see it come out in the newspapers in future days. I'm telling you ahead of time. Practically nobody knows about it. The biggest oil rig ever built on Earth is called the Liberty Rig, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y-R-I-G. Write it down. Put it beside your calendar. You'll see it just like you've seen all the other things the elite have told me take place. And this rig is prepared and built to drill. Now, hold on. I hope you're sitting down. This rig is built to drill 8 miles out underneath the Arctic Shelf into the Lisburn Field. In my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, I call it Gull Island because that's all they knew it as back then. They now have a proper name for it, and it's the Lisburn Field. Can you imagine angle drilling for 8 miles with the biggest rig that's ever been built on the face of the earth? And what I saw 35 years ago is finally becoming a reality. Why? Because the elite already know approximately when the Middle East is going to be in such a crisis. So many royal families are going to be thrown down. So much corruption is going to take place that they're going to have to open up America's oil fields because Americans will be begging for gasoline because they can't even get it at any price. At that point, you're going to see the price go back up again, but they're limiting it right now to $5 a gallon. And finally, for the first time, you're going to hear about Gull Island, but they will call it the name that I just gave you a moment ago. I was so excited when this gentleman told me, because Dr. Stan, I've looked forward to this for 35 years and waited, because you'll remember that day when I walked into the office with all those oil company officials and was invited in as the chaplain. I was the only person ever saw it apart from the 8 top oil company officials of the world. And the statement was made to me, Lindsay, we will not open up this field to the American people until we have the price of gasoline where we want it to go.
Well, now, one another interesting thing was apparently the House of Representatives had voted to allow drilling in ANWR, the Atlantic National Wildlife Reserve. Did that pass the Senate? I know it passed the House. Did it pass the Senate?
Well, it will, even if it hasn't yet, and I do not know whether it has yet or not. But so if it doesn't, it will, because the elite are paying people off.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you would think that this would be headlines in newspapers. We checked it out. It was accurate. The House of Representatives voted to allow drilling at ANWR, and not a mention in the controlled media. We have freedom of the press, which means when they control the press, they have the freedom to suppress anything. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Well, Dr. Stan, there.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Is awash with oil, but they've actually financed the environmental movement. They've financed the peak oil movement. They've done everything they could to make us believe that we're running out of fossil fuels. There are no more dinosaurs. Oil comes from dead dinosaurs, and all the dead dinosaurs went over to Saudi Arabia to die, and that's why, because we have all the oil over there. It's all a lie. Everything you are told about fossil fuels is a lie and a distortion, but it doesn't matter. The American people are gullible and will believe it. Lindsay has been told that they're going to their opening up the oil fields as rapid as they can. Now, these massive oil fields, they're opening up in southern Texas, the Bakken Oil Reserve, certainly the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve. Congress has voted to open that, but the biggest thing will be the oil off the North Slope of Alaska. The second thing is, by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. What does that mean? It means that the dollar will no longer be the petrodollar. Oil will no longer be exchanged in dollars, which will markedly limit its value. And so everything you have denominated in dollars, you can be certain will lose its value. Make your plans accordingly. Go right ahead, Lindsay. What else did they tell you?
Dr. Stan, just this morning, today, Monday the 20th, it hurts me to tell you what I'm about to tell you, because I am an American and plan to stay one. The elite are laughing at Americans. This gentleman this morning, he was everything but irate. I mean, laughing. Not mad, laughing. They think you're stupid. I predicted the crisis in the Middle East 5 months before it began, because one of them had told me that it was going to happen. And Dr. Stan, I came on your program, and you just said a moment ago, you authenticated that that's what was said, and it took place exactly 4 months later. Egypt, Mubarak fell. Libya, Gaddafi's in trouble. Yemen, Ali Abdullah Saleh has had to go to Saudi Arabia and probably won't go back. I predicted this crisis because they had told me it was going to happen. The elite had planned for years, for many years, this entire Middle East crisis. It was nothing new to them, but I was told 4 to 5 months in advance that it was going to happen.
And I will verify that, because I went back and I, fortunately, we have our records, and I remember very well when Lindsay called me in the middle of October and told me that 4 to 6 months from now, there'll be a major conflict in the Middle East. And I said, oh, there's going to be a war with Syria. And Lindsay said, no. Mr. Fromm said, no, Lindsay, there's not going to be a war with Iran. No, there's not going to be a war with Iran, at least not now. But there's going to be a major conflict. And he would not tell Lindsay what the conflict was. He said that there'll be a major conflict. And Lindsay told me, and I scratched my head and said, what sort of major conflict was there? Now, the 1st of November, Lindsay came on the program, put this out for my listeners, and, of course, a few months later, why the revolution began in the Near East and the Middle East. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all carefully orchestrated, planned ahead of time. What I fear is this is going to turn that whole region over to the Muslim Brotherhood, these radical Islamic Islamists. And who funds them? Why, we do. We funded the Muslim Brotherhood going back to 1928, at least the British intelligence, MI6 did. We CIA started after the Second World War. You need to get the book, The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game, we have it. We are funding the best enemy money can buy in preparation for the terrible war that lies ahead. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Dr. Sand, some of your new listeners, and I know you have new listeners all the time, may not know that a number of years ago I was actually invited by the elite to be their chaplain for a three-year period. I gave 3 years of my life, lived with these people at Prudhoe Bay on the north slope of Alaska, and that's the reason that they tell me these things today.
Well, I'm glad they're telling you, because at least our listeners are going to be prepared for the difficult times, the very difficult times that lie ahead. But what is their reason? What did they tell you was the reason that they're going to plunge us into a war with the Muslim world?
Well, Dr. Stan, I don't know whether we've got a station break here or not, but...
We do. Well, don't you worry. I'll guide you through it.
Okay. This crisis in the Middle East is created by the elite to depose every royal family and to throw down every government in the Middle East.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance.
Well, Lindsay, you go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, what's happening in the Middle East right now, they told me, I predicted it, gave it on your program, what you're about to hear is going to be just as unusual as what you heard that day when I told you it was going to happen in the Middle East. And many of you said Lindsay Williams is a prophet. And I came back on Dr. Stan's program and many other programs, and I said Lindsay Williams is not a prophet. Lindsay Williams is just an ordinary, everyday guy. He puts on his britches just like you do every morning. But by the providence of God, and I give him all the glory, by the providence of God, I was invited to be the chaplain to the elite many years ago. And because of their respect for what I did for them, there are two of these individuals over the years, one of which is still living, that gives me information on a regular basis. So what I've been told just today, the crisis that was created by the elite to depose every royal family. Now, so far, Egypt, Mubarak is gone. Libya, Gaddafi may as well get out and go before they kill him. Yemen, Ali Abdullah Saleh has already left and gone to Saudi Arabia, probably will not go back. You're going to see one country after the other that the royal families will be thrown down, and the elite are sitting back, watching every bit of this happen, and using the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, here is the goal of what these people have done and what you will see take place in the next few weeks and few months. The gold is to cut off most of America's oil supply. They're going to destroy the petrodollar once and for all. America will, please, this is so startling. I have suspected this for a long time, but I've got it now. They positively are going to cause America to default on its national debt. Now, this is startling. You can't even comprehend. I can't even imagine $14 trillion. Now, I'm not talking about raising the debt ceiling. I'm not talking about that sort of thing. I'm talking about America is going to default on its national debt.
Hold that thought, Lindsay. Well, this is Dr. Stan, because our guest is Lindsay Winhams, and I'm going to have Lindsay hold off on what he just said until after he's told you how to get in touch with his ministry. Lindsay, how can people get in touch with your ministry and get your material?
Well, Dr. Stan, it's been important in the past for people to get my latest presentation, The Middle East and the Rest of the Story. I don't apologize anymore for telling you, you positively have to have this for the sake of your dinner table and your family. I beg of you to call our toll-free number. We're having such a response that we have operators standing by 24 hours a day who will take your call anytime, day or night. The toll-free number is 888-799-6111, or you can go on the web anytime, day or night, to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, toll-free number 888-799-6111. The Middle East, the rest of the story, everything about the Muslim Brotherhood, why they're doing it, what is going to happen, how and when the dollar will fall, what's going to take place in America's oil fields. I predicted it because they told me so even before Congress passed this bill the other day in the House of Representatives. And please get my 6-DVD series, 8 hours of DVDs of everything that the elite have told me for the past 2.5 years. You'll sit there with your mouth open saying this was recorded a year ago, and now we've seen it take place before our eyes. Again, 888-799-6111 or prophecyclub.com. Okay.
Now, you're saying basically that they are going to topple all of the royal houses over there. They're going to totally disrupt the oil supplies from the Middle East, which is how they're going to get the oil price at least up to $5 a gallon, and perhaps a great deal higher than that, because, of course, they're going to destroy the value of our currency. And as they do that, why, of course, it'll drive the price of oil and gas products up even higher and cripple our economy. But they're already, of course, preparing now for a production of the oil there in the Bakken Oil Reserves in the Atlantic Wildlife Reserve. It's in the off the North Slope of Alaska. So, but the price of oil is going to be very high, and but that's all right. That's exactly what they plan. Now, what's the next step, Lindsay?
For the time being, and this is not permanent, but for the time being, they're going to keep oil at $5, or gasoline at $5 a gallon at the gas pump. Be glad it's this way. Enjoy your vacation this summer. Because whenever the Middle East supply is cut off because of the conflicts over there, it will go much higher. I do not have a date for that. He did tell me, Lindsay, we're limiting it at $5. You can take that, and I won't use the expression go to the bank with it, because you should. All right, what are they going to do? They're going to... Now, this just today verified, most of America's oil supply, they're cutting off through the conflicts in the Middle East. They'll destroy the petrodollar once and for all. They're going to cause America to default on its national debt at some point. They're going to bring in their new world order by doing all of these things. Now, what it hurts me to tell you, we Americans have fallen for their line. I told you that they told me that there was going to be a conflict. First, it was Egypt. Mubarak went out. Libya, Gaddafi. Yemen, Allah Abdullah Saleh. It's going to be Jordan, Syria, Oman. And lastly, Saudi Arabia, you and me, the American taxpayer, folks, I hope you're hearing this. I mean, this gentleman today, when he told me these things, it was almost as if he was laughing through his teeth. We, the American taxpayers, are paying for the elite's war to destroy us.
Well, now, what about a war with Iran? Did he say anything about if there's going to be a war with Iran? Are we going to get involved in a war on Syria? Did he develop any of those ideas?
No. Iran is not in the picture at all. Right now, the only thing that the elite want to do is to keep on convincing you American taxpayers that you should pay for your own destruction by financing what's taking place in the Middle East, and I pulled it off the wires just a moment ago. Please listen to this. Folks, this hurts me. President Barack Hussein Obama rejected the opinions of Jay Johnson, the Pentagon's general counsel, and Carolyn Crass. You can go on the Internet and get this for yourself. The acting head of the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel, and the New York Times reported this morning. Johnson and Crass both told the White House they believe that the U.S. military activity in the NATO-led air war over Libya amounted to hostility. Under the 1973 War Powers Resolution, the president must report to Congress within 60 days. He has refused to do it, and the reason is because the elite have put their thumb on him. They are laughing at the president. They are laughing at the American people. They know we have a little puppet nobody pansy in the White House, and the elite are laughing at the Americans. You, through your taxpayers' dollars, are financing the wars in the Middle East, and the president refuses to stop it because the elite have their finger on him. And I was told just this morning that you, the American taxpayers, are so stupid and Congress is so dumb and ignorant. Folks, I get so upset over this, you can't imagine what happened to me after this conversation this morning. We, as the American taxpayers, are paying for the elite wars in the Middle East, and they are going to let you pay for your own destruction, because when they have cut off our oil supply, it will destroy the American petrodollar. In turn, they will open up America's oil fields. We will have such a demise of the Federal Reserve debt and the American dollar that it will bring about the crash that so many have predicted for a long time. And the thing most disturbing to me is that the average American is so asleep that they're sitting back not even realizing that Mr. Obama has no choice. The elite are making him do what he's doing, even though it may mean his own destruction in the next election. And Dr. Stan, I am so startled over what I heard this morning. I'm sure you can understand. I don't even know where to go from here.
Well, now, did you get the impression that we're going to be sending troops into the Near East or Middle East, or are we just going to be using air power, or was this even discussed?
We will continue to fight the wars on behalf of the elite, which they have had planned for years, which they told me about, and I went on your program and said they were going to begin, and we, as the American taxpayer, will continue to do everything that the elite want to do, even down to the point of troops if necessary, in order to fight the war on behalf of the elite to destroy the royal families and the heads of government in the Middle East so that all of those nations can be turned over to the Muslim Brotherhood. Folks, I hope you hear this. You've got to see the progression. You've got to watch the DVD on my new series, The Middle East, The Rest of the Story, that shows what the Muslim Brotherhood's plans are, how the elite are using the Muslim Brotherhood, and how the Muslim Brotherhood will take over every single one of these countries. Did you see the headlines? I got back here from my trip the other day. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I began to catch up on news. It was the first thing I saw that just, oh my goodness, it shook me. Brotherhood party legal in Egypt for the first time. Did you see this? June the 6th, that's just the other day. The Muslim Brotherhood for the first time now is legal in Egypt, and the September election, they will take over in Egypt and run the country from now on. Yemen, U.S. pushes for immediate transition in Yemen. It was headlines when I got back here. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was almost like reading my own radio broadcast that I had on your show and others, Dr. Stan. Another headline I saw, nations pledge $1.3 billion for Libya's rebels, not for Libya and Gaddafi, but for the rebels over there, and they are the Muslim Brotherhood. The next headline I saw, I was beside myself when I saw all these, one after the other. NATO's Rasmussen urges planning for post-Gaddafi Libya. They're already planning for the takeover of the Muslim Brotherhood in Libya when Gaddafi finally is either murdered or is on the way out. China knows what's happening. And when I saw this one, it frightened me for Walmart, for Target, for every single one of the stores out there. China warns U.S. debt default idea is playing with fire. Oh, my goodness, they realize what problems we're in, whether the Americans are seeing it or not. China has divested itself of 97% of its holdings in U.S. Treasury bills. Folks, when I got back here from my trip and saw all of these things, I said, wait a minute. Did the elite really give me all this? Did I really say this on radio broadcasts all across America? And folks, we are allowing our president to break the law. And two of the most prominent attorneys in America told him he was doing it. And yet he still, because the elite have such a finger on him, he is going out there and breaking the rules of the 1973 War Powers Resolution. And the American people don't know that what is happening is that we are sending our money, we're sending our missiles, we're sending our troops over there to fight a war for the elite so that they can bring America's dollar down, so they can destroy our currency, our Federal Reserve note, so they can destroy our lives, and every bit of it was planned. And Dr. Stan, all I can say is I consider it an honor and a privilege that God would allow me by his providence to be able to tell people ahead of time what's happening. You put this one down. It's as important as the prediction that I made on Dr. Stan's show that day after the elite had told me that there was going to be a conflict in the Middle East. And Dr. Stan, I sit here literally dumbfounded at what I heard this morning.
Let me just clarify what Lindsay said. Chinese have divested themselves of 97% of the T-bills they held, and that is true. But what they did is they shifted from T-bills to T-bonds, and T-bills are very short-term. T-bonds are much longer. So you have treasury bills, you have treasury notes, you have treasury bonds, you have notes, bonds, and bills. So they got out of the T-bills, they put them in some long-term, but they're gradually, of course, trying to get away from American debt because they know the dollar is going to become suddenly worthless down the line. So suddenly they're not buying as much as they have in the past. So what's happening? Why the Federal Reserve is creating money artificially, and we're buying our own debt, which is highly inflationary, which is one reason why the price of food and fuel and imports is increasing here in this country. But they tell us, but there's no inflation. Trust us, certainly the price of homes is falling. Because the price of homes is falling, the core inflation rate is falling. Don't believe your lying eyes. Believe what we tell you. There's nothing to worry about. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a great deal to worry about. Because, of course, you're not buying homes. Most people are not buying homes. You're buying food. You're buying gasoline and oil. And oil products and plastics. You're buying imported goods and imported certainly products, and of course those prices are going up, not too much at the present time, only about 10%, but they're going up much more later down the line. When they tell you there's no inflation, don't you believe them? If you want to know what's really going on, to go to shadowstats.com. John Williams' website, get the information, the true information. The old adage is, figures don't lie, but liars figure. and most of those liars work for the government. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Well, Dr. Stan, I've gotten to the point that I never lose sleep at night or worry about any of the things that are happening in the world. Nothing ever surprises me anymore because the elite have for 35 years told me everything that they're doing. And I have tried, as I'm sure many of you have, to prepare in advance for everything that's taking place. I will gladly tell any person everything that's going to happen through the end of 2012. I think now from the briefing that I was given this morning that I can honestly say that what Mr. Fromm told me before he passed away is confirmed, that it is still in order, and many of the new things that you've heard tonight. So I never worry about finances. The elite taught me years ago how they protected themselves financially, and how they never go hungry, and the elite never have a need. The elite are not the least concerned about the world's financial disaster. They know it's coming, but they've already made their preparations. They've just taken silver prices down for a short window, and please note this, a window until they can buy up everything they want, because they know that this is probably the last downturn that it'll have before it goes through the roof. You will never have a need if you will do what they told me and what they do. For a number of years, the elite took me to seminars out in the Bahamas, paid my way, and taught me all of their financial manipulations. If you knew how to do things, you can protect yourself in light of what is taking place. The elite taught me where to live. You know, they've taught me so many things. And I'm so appreciative to Mr. Fromm and the others. They taught me where to live. When I investigated where the elite live, I found out that not a single one of them live in a big city. Every single one of them live in a rural area somewhere. And the elite have told me everything is going to happen in the Middle East. So it doesn't surprise me anymore to see the civil unrest and war that's taking place over there in every nation in the Middle East. And it doesn't surprise me what's happening in Europe. It doesn't surprise me one bit as to what's happening over the weekend with the European Union, because I know from what they've told me that we have only a matter of days after the euro falls to get out of every piece of paper we have.
Now, let me repeat that. Only a matter of days after the euro, if the European currency were to collapse because of the Greek default, you only have a matter of days to get out of dollars because they will follow very, very closely. I asked Lindsay about that this morning. I wanted to be sure we had it exactly right. And it was when the euro collapses. When the euro collapses, that's when you know what we're going to... I see the same thing here. Where is the elite investing? They're investing in gold and silver. And what they told Lindsay is, that's our paper. That's what we use for currency. The paper money that the people use is simply not worth the paper it's printed on. Isn't that right, Lindsay?
That is correct, Dr. Stan. And everyone in the listening audience, set your spiritual house in order. Know where you stand with the Lord. That's the first step you need.
Amen to that. And that, of course, is the one issue. That's what we have that they don't have. I mean, they're relying on gold and silver. We'll, of course, rely upon the Lord, secondarily on gold and silver. Lindsay, you got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Well, Dr. Stan, again, I would punctuate what I said just before the break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades.
DVD, it's called The Energy Non-Crisis, where he tells of the story of Gull Island and Sydney, the story of his time up there on the oil pipeline. We have a syllabus and a talk I gave on the oil deception. The oil deception, you can call in, ask for it. I may not have the exact title of it, but it certainly is an excellent DVD and an excellent syllabus with the information you need to have to understand what's going on. They are going to topple all the countries in the Near East and the Middle East. That is the plan. It's underway today, and of course it's going to lead eventually into a great war with the Muslim world. It's only a matter of time. They're doing everything they can today to turn the Christian population against the Muslims and the Muslim population of the world against the Christians, because you can't have a terrible and horrible and bloody war unless you got everybody hating everybody else. I don't believe in the Muslim faith. I think there are a lot of things wrong with it, but we must, if we want to reach the Muslims for Jesus Christ, we will not do it by hating them, but by demonstrating love. We basically, of course, have a DVD set. It's on Islam, the religion of doom. Islam, the religion of doom. Going into the background of the writings in the Quran, we think they're vitally important. But of course, you want to get the DVD and the syllabus on the oil deception or the oil shortage deception. And give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Get Lindsay Williams' DVD, The Energy Non-Crisis. Certainly, go to my website and read my newsletters on oil. And they're up there. They're free. Or if you get the syllabus, of course, the newsletters are included in the syllabus. Understand that right now, the whole financial structure of our country is beginning to come apart. I think Lindsay's absolutely right. If the European currency collapses, the dollar will not be far behind. You need, of course, to be investing in things of inherent value, but the most important thing you can have is a personal relationship with our Lord. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website, radioliberty.com. Scroll down on our front page to The Story of Jesus. The Story of Jesus. And it'll take you directly to that website. Go through it, read it, or listen to it, and make sure you have a personal relationship with our Lord. There's another site there. Do you have a personal relationship with Christ? Go to that website as well. And then, of course, prepare yourself for the difficult, very difficult times that lie ahead. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or heard my talk on the dark secret, or the forbidden secret, or just the secret, they're all variations, but each one is different. You need to get the syllabuses on the forbidden secret, the dark secret. You need, of course, to get others to go to our website to get the information, to begin to understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. What does the future hold? I don't know. Will God intervene and save America? I don't know. But I will tell you one thing, and that is for sure, well, we will not, of course, save America without God's help. And what we need is revival, so please pray for America. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. Pray for Radio